Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I can report that I was on my farm in Illinois last week. Weather was beautiful. We planted 360 acres of corn, and then it rained. At least we got started. It's always exciting when you first hit the field with hope and optimism of a good crop. With grain prices scraping the bottom and farm income cut in half, we need a good year. Farmers in the country are looking for ways to lift their prices. Some think we should have more conservation reserve acres. We have 24 million acres of environmentally fragile land out of production now. The government pays landowners to put it in grass. With less acres growing grain, we can expect better prices and less soil erosion. Senator John Thune, Republican, South Dakota, wants to pass legislation to raise the conservation acres from 24 million to 30 million. And the first question is, how much would this cost? I thought we were trying to reduce spending. But another way to boost prices would be to increase exports. You cannot have coffee with farmers at the Grandview restaurant without the subject of more exports on the table. When President Trump met with the Chinese president, exports were on his list. China has blocked exports of our beef to their country since 2003 because we had a case of mad cow disease. Well, fine, other countries did the same thing, but most have lifted the ban long ago. That was 14 years ago. China is the second largest beef importer in the world, but we don't have any of that market. Australia has most of it. Most people don't know this either, but we have closed the door on Chinese chicken. Now, if we open the chicken door, maybe they'll open the beef door. Well, let's hope. Of course, President Trump and Chinese president had many important issues to discuss, but trade was not overlooked. Secretary of State Tillerson, our Commerce Secretary Ross, Treasury Secretary, they all pushed for more U.S. exports. U.S. and China agreed to put together a 100-day plan to reduce our trade deficit with China. You have to start somewhere. Since we are not going to be a player in TPP, Trade Promotion Partnership, we have to get individual countries to open their markets. So go to any farm event anywhere in the country, and the question is, how are we going to increase demand and lift prices? And that's a challenge. Okay, as we rush to plant this new crop, be careful. Don't take chances. 30,000 individuals are killed in farm accidents each year. Until next week, I am John Bluck from Washington.